Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 14th. You'll be interested to know. 229 years ago today, in 1796, English physician Edward Jenner administered the first successful smallpox vaccination. By inoculating 8-year-old James Phipps with material from a cowpox lesion, Jenner demonstrated that exposure to cowpox conferred immunity to smallpox. This groundbreaking procedure laid the foundation for modern immunology and led to the eventual eradication of smallpox, showcasing the profound impact of scientific innovation on global health. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 4 feet throughout the morning, offering decent conditions. Expect the winds to shift offshore at 7 mph early on, but then change to sideshore as the day progresses, adding some texture to the water later in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3.5 feet at 8 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Wednesday will be 3 foot at 11:45 a.m., with a 2-foot low tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday presents varying surf conditions. Thursday starts with clean 2+ feet waves and light winds, ideal for beginners. On Friday, expect fair conditions with 3+ feet waves, but afternoon choppy conditions emerge. By Saturday, conditions deteriorate with persistent choppy surf and winds increasing to 15 mph, making it less favorable for paddling out. Overall, enjoy Thursday's smoother waves. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 60 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:49. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Wednesday, with temperatures reaching around 64 and a gentle southwest breeze. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 5 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 58, along with light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Thursday and Friday, with highs near 62. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-50s. Saturday brings a chance of rain, with highs around 61, and cloudy skies continue into Sunday, with a high near 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego City Council has authorized legal action against the San Diego County Local Agency Formation Commission regarding its verification of signatures for La Jolla's secession from San Diego. Mayor Todd Gloria expressed concerns about objectionable handling of the process, as the city believes names did not match registered voter data. Gloria called the agency's decision outrageous, stating it undermines public confidence in the signature verification process. The litigation aims to ensure transparency, hold the Local Agency Formation Commission accountable, and uphold the original determination of insufficiency by the San Diego County Registrar of Voters. Now on to sports. In a historic decision, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has removed Pete Rose and shoeless Joe Jackson from the permanently ineligible list. Both players, historically linked to gambling scandals, are now eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Manfred stated that a person's punishment should end upon their death, as they no longer pose a threat to the game's integrity. Rose, a 17-time All-Star, is Major League Baseball's all-time hits leader, while Jackson boasts a career batting average of .365. Their candidacies will be considered by the Hall's Classic Baseball Era Committee in December 2027. In local sports, last night at Petco, the Padres clinched a 6-4 victory over the Angels, with Tatis Jr. delivering a walk-off two-run homer to cap an eventful game. Lugo earned the win. Despite being out-hit 8-6, the Padres capitalized on their chances, bringing San Diego to 26-15 and maintaining their strong home record, while the Angels are now 12-24. Tonight, the Friars face the Angels at Petco for the final game of this three-game series. Randy Vasquez, with a 2.76 ERA, is on the mound against Kyle Hendricks. First pitch is at 6:40 with perfect 67-degree weather. In top news, in a recent travel advisory, the Transportation Security Administration has banned portable chargers and power banks with lithium batteries from checked luggage due to fire risks. These items are now only allowed in carry-on luggage. The Federal Aviation Administration emphasizes that spare lithium batteries must remain with passengers in the aircraft cabin. Travelers should also be aware of other prohibited items, including e-cigarettes, certain lighters, and flammable materials. For carry-on bags, the TSA enforces the 3-1-1 rule for liquids, while specific medications can be packed without restrictions, as long as they are declared at security checkpoints. In business news, Coinbase has jumped an impressive 22%, heading for its best market day since the post-election surge following President Donald Trump's victory. The crypto exchange is set to join the S&P 500, prompting index investors to buy shares to align with the benchmark. This change, effective before trading on Monday, follows Coinbase's replacement of Discover Financial Services. Shares soared over 20% on Tuesday, marking a sharp rally after months of volatility. Recently, Coinbase reported net income of $65 million, while revenue rose 24% to $2 billion. The company also plans to acquire Deribit for $2.9 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to just under $104,000. Ethereum is up 9% to just under $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 10% to 20 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum announced that Mexico is suing Google over its labeling of the Gulf of Mexico as Gulf of America for United States users. This change followed an order from former President Donald Trump at the beginning of his term. Sheinbaum's lawsuit fulfills her February warning to take legal action if the name was not reverted. She stated, the only thing we want is compliance with the decree issued by the United States government, emphasizing that the U.S. does not have the authority to name the entire Gulf, which is internationally attributed. And in entertainment news, in the new 8-part series Duster, created by J.J. Abrams and LaToya Morgan, viewers are treated to a nostalgic nod to the muscle car films of the 1970s. Starring Josh Holloway as Jim Ellis, a hustler and Vietnam veteran, the series blends a revenge thriller with a murder mystery set against the backdrop of organized crime. Holloway's character becomes an informant for Nina Hayes, the FBI's first black female agent, as they target the ruthless gangster Ezra Saxton. With engaging performances and a mix of humor and serious crime elements, Duster offers a thrilling ride, airing Thursdays at 9 Eastern on Max. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Alexander Graham Bell. And he said, "When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened for us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.